Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And I just want to take a quick dive over here at Pensacola International, the board. Some flights of concern and more than usual. And I tell you this in case you have to pick somebody up at the airport tonight, save you a little bit of time in the parking lot and maybe a few bucks on that side. Let me start here. It's a Tampa flight, Silver Flight 80. Touchdown is right about now, 6:10. That flight has now been delayed about an hour, 15 minutes. Touchdown now, 7:25. Coming up out of Miami, it's an American flight, 3719. That is expected about 6:30 tonight. Really not much change there. It's only running about 10 minutes late. But then we get into some other flights later in the evening. Charlotte American 5429, touchdown 7:27 now, touching down about 8:15. There is also a United flight coming up out of Houston, United 2162, 8:29, touchdown now about 9:30. And coming up out of Charlotte, American 5617, touchdown 9:07. That's the anticipated time. They're now looking at about a 9:40 touchdown time. Other than that, flight's operating pretty good out at Pensacola International this evening.
All righty. Just about 6:15. Maybe I can give you some other good news as far as operation and transportation. Let's see. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Looking at the roads here, only had some minor issues in our usual spots late last hour. Do have some backups on Highway 98. This is if you are traveling westbound towards Bauer Road. And it does reach for a bit, so be on the lookout for that. But outside of that, there's not too much going on. Maybe some minor congestion here and there on Highway 90 near the Home Depot. But as for the weather, it's 65 degrees, low of 54, high of 74 tomorrow with a low of 59. Sunday will be a little bit warmer, high of 75, low of 65. But today, tomorrow, and Sunday are all beautiful, mostly clear days.
Nice beaver moon tonight. That'll be around tonight and tomorrow night. Optimal viewing, they tell us, is tonight and Saturday night. So check that out. Also, check out Gallery Night. It's on the streets of downtown Pensacola. Palafox probably has a few thousand people walking around the streets this evening. Just before the top of the hour, I played a bite for you from Fox where they did a ride along in the Rio Grande Valley. So the illegal migrant surge. Well, DHS officials are anticipating that surge of migrants to the southern border in the weeks leading up to the inauguration of President-elect. Probably the time frame here, latter part, mid-December into the 1st of January, that time frame. Anyway, Fox's Brooke Taylor has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Troopers out here are ramping up efforts here, not only in Eagle Pass, but all across the counties here, because they are preparing for migrants to cross the border. They want to send a message loud and clear not to come here because of the heavy presence. Hundreds of these migrants heading north, hoping to cross into the U.S. before their chance slips away. Texas officials bracing for that potential surge before President Trump takes office in January. Stricter immigration laws expected to follow, part of his major campaign promises on mass deportation.
And also Republican senators being urged by former Vice President Mike Pence to reject RFK Jr. leading the Department of Health and Human Services. Pence pointed to Kennedy's position on abortion as a reason why, saying that it's an abrupt departure from the pro-life record of our administration and should be deeply concerning. On his campaign website, apparently Kennedy says that he is a firm supporter of Roe v. Wade.
Okay, a lot of economic development happening around the area, and one, just I want to give you an example of developers, broke ground Thursday on that new 7-story Hotel Tristan. It'll be located in the heart of the East Garden District. The hotel features retail shops, an event venue space, a rooftop restaurant and bar. Chase Henderson, founder and CEO of Catalyst Developers, says he expects to open that hotel in 2026. By the way, you were mentioning a Republican story a second ago.
Yes.
Just kind of tying in with that, the largest House Republican caucus has a new leader this afternoon, and Fox's Ryan Schmeltz tells us exactly who it is.
West Texas Congressman August Pfluger will be the next chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the largest Republican caucus in the House, with over 170 members, Pfluger defeating Virginia Congressman Ben Klein 80-57, according to sources, Pfluger detailing his priorities as chairman to Fox News Radio.
The mandate I think that they've given us is pretty clear. Secure the border, unleash American energy, get our economy back on track, and make sure that our national security is absolutely tight.
Notable former chairs of the RSC include former Vice President Mike Pence, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Congressman Jim Jordan, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, and we've been hearing a lot about gonna bring this Republican politics thing into a bit of a local spin.
Okay, good.
As the Panhandle, of course, continues wondering who will replace Matt Gaetz in the U.S. House, we got a few names that we can cross off the list. So there were all kinds swirling around. Well, State Representative Alex Andrade told News Radio 92.3 that he's not interested in the job. I already knew that. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves released a statement saying that he's focused on his job as mayor. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons said a similar thing about his current position. He's committed to the citizens of Escambia County and says his responsibilities as sheriff are his priority. Some of the other names being tossed around were former Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, former State Senator Doug Broxson, Okaloosa County Superintendent Mark Chambers, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and various others. And Bob Cole even made a remark implying that maybe he's in on this, not only as a potential candidate, but someone saying, hey, unlike these other guys, I may actually be willing to pursue it.
Okay, here's the deal. Yes, a former Santa Rosa County Commissioner Bob Cole is throwing out hints this afternoon that he may be interested in running for that District 1 House seat recently vacated by Matt Gaetz.
It's a great day for America. I heard earlier that we now have control of both the House and the Senate, and we've got an outstanding president. Matt Gaetz may get selected for Attorney General. Any position he gets, so you may see my name on a ballot.
Heck with him.
Yes, that was former Santa Rosa County Commissioner Bob Cole.
Having blanks in his mind like he could take my job.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, I mean, well, sometimes I'll look at you and ask, what are we doing?
We call it a senior moment, man.
Yeah, well, except I have those moments I'm not a senior.
You, but that's what I'm saying.
So I don't know what my excuse is.
You handle it well.
on that confidence-killing note, 620, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we do have some statewide news for you, including Tampa marking a milestone in recovery efforts from the recent hurricanes. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, Tuesday at 10 with her guest, Sarah Kay, on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The topic will be answering common questions about senior health. Text or call in your questions to 850-437-1620. Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles!
Lena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You don't have to be beautiful. News Radio 92.3. If you're ever in Minneapolis, right there next to the Target Center, you'll see Prince's Club.
Really?
Yeah, and it's got all around the club, around the building, it's got these stars, but all the different pictures of people that have played in that club. So if you're up there watching the Timberwolves play basketball or up there for any other indoor event.
Because the Timberwolves are worth watching now. We realized that a couple years
listen,
ago.
Listen, I was with them when they were in the not-so-popular days. We actually made the transition from the the Humphrey Dome over to the Target Center. And because
like it was a whole thing.
Well, the dome was too big. There was like 65,000 seats there, and as you know, his average attendance for an NBA game is about 25. So it looked like nobody was in there. So they built the Target Center, and the rest is history on that side. Right. When you play the Prince song, that kind of made me think about.
You never know what you're going to learn here.
Well, you know, I don't either. I mean, 625 News Radio 92.3. I hope you're having a Friday night, and maybe you're taking in Gallery Night. Go ahead, it's going to be a good one. Also, check out the Beaver Moon above us there. And we mentioned a few weeks ago about Gulf Breeze being the UFO capital of the world.
We did
in jest.
Yes,
in jest. Well, the Pentagon's latest report on UFOs are now detailing hundreds of incidents. But still, no proof of aliens.
The report released by the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office details 757 cases from around the world between May of last year and June of this year. It includes misidentified birds, drones, satellites, and a near miss between a commercial airliner and a mysterious object off the coast of New York. Created in 2022 to study potential threats to national security or air safety, investigators at the AARO finding explanations for nearly 300 of the cases. While there are still a lot of questions, authors stress, to date, they've discovered no evidence of extraterrestrial beings, activity, or technology. The report's release comes a day after House lawmakers called for more government transparency on the topic. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, I think this could kind of be a transition from that. I see Pensacon is offering 2-day passes for that February 25 event.
Yes.
You like Pensacon?
I have been there.
I love it.
Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Yes.
You remember the guy who played Walter's son?
Can't get that deep. I'll call senior moment on that one.
Walter Jr. He's the kid who he walked with like the crutches and stuff.
Okay.
Yes. His name is R.J. Mitty, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. Mm-hmm. He was at Pensacon. I was able to meet the guy. Pretty cool dude.
Yeah, they were just featuring the fact they're running some kind of price special, a 2-day price special for Pensacon, February 14th and 15th. I might be just totally tearing that up, but I think those are the dates. But anyway, they're that's a topic of discussion that's floating around Pensacola at a cooler in your office near you.
All right.
Cooler talk, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you hear about that 2-day pass at Pensacon?
Well, no, but I did hear about the traffic and weather together. A couple minutes past 6:25 here. Luckily, I won't be holding you up for too long, and neither will the roads. We do have a few issues at the intersection of Garden Street and Palafox Street. Got some increased congestion there. Also on Highway 98, traveling westbound towards Bauer Road, and Highway 90, traveling westbound westbound passing the Home Depot, Walmart, Supercenter areas. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 54. Saturday, high of 74, low of 59. Sunday, a little bit warmer than that, but both days sunny, mostly clear. I did want to let you know this, Chris. On our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, they've got the Tate Nice game on right now. Started not even 30 minutes ago, and we got Jeremy, who's typically in the booth. He is up running the board, and he just gave me a score update. Nice is up on the Aggies, 14-0.
Nice. Go rip him out of there and bring him down here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give him a piece of my mind.
One of the most, I guess, honoring situations I've ever been a part of, I was a part of the West Florida Defensive Alliance.
Really?
And in one of our topics that we used, that we would really stress and try to get some kind of grasp on, it is the large number of suicides in the military. Mm. And those numbers are continuing to grow, and it's such a real deep concern. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, she kind of dives into the subject and has more in this trending story.
The Pentagon released a new report Thursday indicating suicides in the military have increased. There were 523 suicides last year, 30 more than the prior year. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin prioritized suicide prevention and has implemented dozens of recommendations from a suicide prevention committee he established a couple years ago.
While some progress has been made, Secretary Austin has been clear that there is still much work to do and he won't let up.
The report also finds the suicide rate among active duty service members in particular was up 9%. Among active duty members, the Army and Air Force saw the largest increases in their suicide rate. The Reserves saw an increase. The National Guard saw slight decline. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, I wanted to throw this in here. Homefront Help, it's a training program launched by Operation Child Care Project. It's designed to help solve the local military child care shortages, and that is a problem, a very large and growing problem. The program gets underway this weekend in Shalimar. Northwest Florida bases have the highest need for child care access designated by the Department of Defense.
All righty. And I hinted at this before the break several minutes ago. Tampa marking a milestone in recovery efforts from the recent hurricanes. The city estimates that crews have removed more than 1 million cubic yards of debris from city streets. That's enough to fill more than 300 Olympic-sized swimming pools. And FEMA will provide a 100% reimbursement for the cleanup work completed within 90 days of the storms.
Okay, busy next half hour coming up here. Just want to tell you, we're going to look at the remaining 2024 NFL regular season. We have a special feature on that. We'll talk some NASCAR racing with you in just a few minutes. And also, we'll keep you abreast of the Tate-Nice game going on right now in Jacksonville.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President-elect Donald Trump still has several cabinet positions to fill. Fox's Aisha Hosni has more.
The Trump transition is now shifting gears from national security picks over to finance picks. So all eyes right now are on who might be named as the next Treasury Secretary. And there are two clear frontrunners for this race. Capital Management CEO and founder Scott Bessent and transition co-chair Howard Lutnick.
Trump announcing today that Caroline Leavitt will be White House press secretary. President Biden is in Lima, Peru for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is traveling with the president.
Biden met with the leaders of Japan and South Korea Friday afternoon. On Saturday, he meets China's president face-to-face for the last time while serving as commander-in-chief.
Biden will also attend his final G20 summit in Brazil. America's listening to Fox News.
Send with your money now. General Motors is recalling nearly 78,000 vehicles after it was discovered incorrect software in the transmission control module could actually cause the vehicle to move in an unintended direction. The recall involves certain 2022-23 Chevrolet Express and GMC Savannah models, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Shares on Wall Street tumbled today, ending a volatile week with steep losses across the major averages. The Dow fell 305, the S&P 500 dropped 78, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 427. Tonight's highly anticipated boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson has already secured a spot in the record books. The fight's promoter, Most Valuable Promotions, told CNBC it sold more than 70,000 tickets to the fight at AT&T Stadium. That's your money now.
If you're living with
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. UFC 309 is almost here, and it will be going down tomorrow evening, and I can't wait to be in attendance at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The main event is John Jones against Stipe Miocic, and John is an overwhelming favorite at minus 650, while Stipe is at plus 425. And I'm actually going to roll with the underdog in this one with Stipe Miocic, and I think if Stipe ends up losing, it will be because of a controversial decision from the judges. I'm Zach Gelb.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a 10% military discount on many items. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
NAS Whiting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Madonna.
Yeah. She was playing for a moment, too.
Oh, my gosh. Chris Bryan, Andrew Price. Andrew Price, you see I did that again, Austin?
Yeah. Will I ever get out of Andrew's shadow? Stay tuned, everybody.
Let me tell you, because we had an internal text the other day, and somebody did Andrew's name wrong. It was like Andrew McCoy or
McCoy,
something.
Yeah.
Something like that. Why not go with Austin?
Andrew McCoy and Andrew Price. Price.
There you go. Kind of keeping the motif into the subject matter. Afternoon, everybody. Do hope you're having a great Friday. Thank you for taking us along. I know if you jump in that car, you have some choices. We appreciate you choosing us this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Talking about the 2024 NFL regular season. I cannot believe it is where it's at, winded down so far.
Yeah.
This is absolutely frightening, actually. Fox's Jerry Max has the details on Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Week number 11, the start of the final 8 weeks of the NFL regular season. The two-time reigning Super Bowl champions still have not lost a game since last Christmas. The Kansas City Chiefs, who improved to 9-0 last week when they blocked a field goal as time expired to beat the Broncos, are riding a 15-game win streak. 4 seasons since the Chiefs beat the Bills in the AFC title game, the teams will meet late Sunday afternoon in Orchard Park, New York. The Bills have won 5 games in a row and lead the AFC East at 8-2. First place on the line in the AFC North. The 7-2 Steelers host the 7-3 Ravens. Pittsburgh has won 4 in a row, Baltimore 2 straight. Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt will be in the Fox TV booth in Chicago, where the Bears will look to end a 3-game losing streak as they face the Packers. Also Sunday on Fox, the NFC South leading Falcons visit the 5-5 Broncos, and the 49ers host the Seahawks. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, I will tell you, Argos taking on number one-ranked Valdosta State game tomorrow. They will kick that off at 6 on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and they are very active right now with high school football. What do you got? What do you have on the Tate game?
Well, I told Jeremy, I said, hey, listen, man, keep me posted. We got our sports segment coming up. And he just got back to me 3 minutes ago. He said 14-7 knee. So Tate is on the board.
Okay, good, 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 good. And they're playing this in Jacksonville.
Yes, Jordan Glass on the call on our sister station there. So hopefully he, no matter what happens, he's in for one heck of a game.
Okay, beside, you know, the traditional, this time of year, NBA, NFL, you know, high school football, those things rolling down here. Let's not forget the importance of NASCAR. They're crowning its 2024 Cup Series champion. Fox's this guy's name gets me, Tony Ginaldo. I don't know why. It's Ginaldo. I know it is. But anyway, he reports in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, and Tyler Reddick entered Phoenix with a shot at the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series Championship. But by the end of the race, it came down to the two Penske teammates.
This is Blaney's final shot at it. He goes up high. There's traffic low. Joey Logano steps into history. He's a three-time Cup Series champion.
Sound courtesy of NBC, Logano has won 3 championships in the last 7 seasons. It also marks the 3rd consecutive season a Penske driver went on to win the championship. The final race of the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season also marked the end of Martin Truex Jr.'s career. Over 21 seasons, Truex Jr. accumulated 34 wins and the 2017 NASCAR Cup Series championship. It was also the last NASCAR race for Stuart Haas Racing. The organization won 2 Cup championships and 70 wins over 23 seasons. For Fox in the Fast Lane, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Genualdo.
Genualdo, yeah. It's like when I always say Tua Tagovailoa, but whenever I hear it, it's Tungavailoa.
Well, I know it's one of those hyphenated words.
Yeah, it's just. I think it gets to a point where with last names, you cross an invisible line where you're allowed to say it wrong.
Okay, let's get into this high school football because there's a lot to talk about here. Pace Oviedo?
Oviedo is how we've been told it's pronounced.
Why are they throwing these names on us like this?
I don't know.
Okay, Pace. go ahead, Pace.
I got Pace, yeah.
No. Pace and
Oviedo.
There you go.
Is what we were told.
They're playing this over at Pace Patriot Stadium. Kickoff 7:30 tonight on this game.
All righty. Is that Eastern time or local?
That's our time right here. 7:30, our time.
Duh. Yeah, it's that one's at home. Okay, yeah, forgive me. It's just Jordan in Jacksonville. Good. Thank you for reminding me. I got Pace in that one. They are the higher seed. I've said it all week. I feel that they've got a chip on their shoulder, something to prove after being snubbed last year. And Oviedo's going to be the humble victims of that.
Aren't you just glad it's Friday afternoon?
Yeah, I really am.
Okay, here's your Region 1 4A And you've done a stellar job this week.
Thanks, man.
Escambia versus number 6 Riverside.
I'm gonna take Escambia there. As I said, both consistent postseason powers. But Escambia, I have faith. They're the higher seed. They're at home, and they are one of the consistently best teams in this area, or at least they have that image historically, and it seems like they are back to being a contender in the panhandle. So give me the Gators.
Okay, and they are kicking that off over at Emmett Smith Field tonight. 7 yes. o'clock, about 18 minutes from right now. And just to let you know how the state boys think this thing is going to kind of fold out here, the prediction is Escambia defeats Riverside. Then the overall prediction, St. Aug takes on Escambia, with St. Aug being the winner.
I would not be surprised, and that is not a knock on Escambia.
No, it's not.
I have followed high school football for years, and every time, you know, I'm a Wake Forest guy in college, and Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets are an ACC foe of theirs, and you always see that rearing up Yellow Jacket, but Georgia Tech scares me less than St. Augustine does with that Yellow Jacket, man. They're infamous.
Okay, another Pensacola team out in Jacksonville tonight. Over at Commander Stadium in Jacksonville. Number 4, Pine Forest. At number 5, Ed White.
I'm taking Pine Forest there. Close seeding, tight game. Pretty turbulent season for Pine Forest, but I have faith.
Okay, here's the game that a lot of eyes were on. Number 2, Pensacola Catholic. Take it on number 7, Walton. This is Region 1, 2A play.
Well, before I give my thoughts on that, Jeremy, just now letting me know 21-7 Nice. So okay. They have reestablished good. Their good. Two-touchdown okay. lead. But yes, so when it comes to Catholic, they decimated Walton 52-16, I believe the score was, last month. So I can only imagine that we're not going to see some huge flip this time around. I'll take Catholic. It's just a matter of by how much.
Yeah, the overall prediction from the state guys, Gadsden County versus Pensacola Catholic, and then Pensacola Catholic wins it.
Yeah, the thing is, I think Catholic can compete with teams that play at a different level than they do. So when you put them amongst more equal competition, you're just going to get a lot of beatdowns.
The breakdown is in the coaching staff.
Yes.
Catholic's superior. Just a great, great, great staff over there. Okay, in the rural category, number 5, Jay versus number 12, Fort White. They're doing this over at Benny Russell.
Speaking of teams that look beyond their level, Jay, they have just looked phenomenal throughout several weeks of their regular season. So I've got to assume that Jay also takes that one, and I'll say it's by a rather convincing margin. 6:45 here, or at least close enough. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Some slight congestion remaining on Highway 98 if you're traveling westbound towards Bauer Road, but it's very minor. Same can be said for the issues on Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, passing the Walmart, Home Depot areas, approaching East Spencerfield Road, we do have some congestion there. No accident or anything, at least not from what we can see, but nonetheless, look out for it. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 65 right now, low of 54, clear skies this evening. This weekend's going to have highs in the mid-70s. Saturday's low is going to be 59. We're going to see that ramp up a bit on Sunday night. Low going to be 65.
Oh, Whoopi, you got a lot of explaining to do. That was the crawl today, and it was really just it was so surrealistic. It was a little bit after 11 o'clock this morning, flipping on the Fox Network.
Right.
And seeing the Whoopi Goldberg, the co-host of The View, accusing a Staten Island bakery of refusing to serve her. But this part can be categorized as fake news. Mm. The bakery's owner came to her own rescue and refuted the claim, giving out the true things all over. Whoopi said she wasn't served because of her politics.
Right.
The fact of the matter was the piece of machinery, the boiler, this, by the way, this business has been in business for 145 years, and they've used the same boiler for 60 to 70 years, and so the darn thing broke. So they couldn't process the food.
Yeah.
And Whoopi blamed it on politics and not the real reason, the boiler.
Whoopi Goldberg claimed a bakery, without naming them, didn't take her birthday order because of her liberal views. But the owner of the now-revealed Holterman's Bakery has denied the allegations. In a press conference, bakery owner Jill Holterman explained they could not take her order due to mechanical problems with their boilers. She thanked supporters.
If it wasn't for you and Staten Island to make this work, we still wouldn't be here today.
State Senator Jessica Scarcelli-Spanton also speaking at the briefing.
This is a
staple in the Staten Island community, and one message is clear. You do not mess with Staten Island.
The View's staff ended up being able to pick up the desserts from the bakery after the boiler issues were resolved. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Hey, Guido. Come here.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't mess with
Staten Island. Don't mess with Staten Island. You know, I told you this earlier, Chris, and I stand by it. I feel that because Whoopi didn't name who the bakery was. So I think for you to come out and say, hey, she's talking about us and blah, blah, blah. I feel like that does add to your argument that, hey, she's wrong. You know, because why would you tell on yourself if you knew that she was telling the truth? That's the way I look at it.
Rightly so.
Well said, sir.
Okay, the Ice Flyers are looking at a split weekend series against Huntsville. The good guys playing one tonight up in Huntsville. Then they jump on the darn bus, come back home for a Saturday game in front of a crowd favorite event, Star Wars theme night. Star Wars theme night. It happens Saturday night. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center. Have you been to a Star Wars theme night game?
No, I have not.
And I ask this, do people dress up and do that?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Maybe not anything too out of whack, but if you have like a Darth Vader mask, maybe. Stormtrooper helmet, something like that.
I think it'd be pretty interesting.
No, I think
that's
pretty
cool. But wait a minute, going through security might be a different problem.
That's the thing. That's why I think it's not getting too overboard, because you can't walk in with like a blaster. It looks like a gun.
Oh, you got this big 12-foot blade or something, you know.
Yeah, you can't do anything that could be perceived as a weapon, I'm sure. But yeah, no, you know, it reminds me, Washington, University of Washington, apparently they're doing like something World of Warcraft themed for a game that they got coming up. That's bizarre, you know, for a college to do that on such a large scale. It's interesting, though. I mean, nonetheless, pretty cool. Alrighty, about 6:49 here. We give you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Well, Wall Street closing out the week in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 305 points to 43,445. S&P 500 fell 78 points to 58,70. And last but not least, the NASDAQ dropped 427 points to 18,680.
6:49, News Radio 92.3. Are you maybe thinking about doing the Central Florida thing for Thanksgiving? I would recommend doing it, but let me tell you, lines are horrible. But if you're thinking about doing the Orlando thing down there, maybe you might want to think about, you know, get the kids in the car, head on down there, but skipping the parks for a day. And let me explain to you why. I've done this many years. If you want to experience Orlando in sub-zero conditions, you can, and it is starting tonight. It's called ICE, and it returns to Central Florida with this year's theme featuring the holiday movie Elf. The attractions at the Gaylord Palms in Kissimmee uses more than 2,000 pounds of ice inside the 9-degree environment. Illustrates favorite scenes from holiday movies through hand-carved ice sculptures. I've done this thing. And what happens is, I would recommend, if you've never, do not wear shorts. Do not wear a thin t-shirt, because you are walking into 9 degrees. But as I say that, they give you these huge insulated coats that are really warm. But again, if you're not protecting your legs and you're in shorts, and you're going to get chilly. So I'm just giving you a heads up there. Dress accordingly, because you're walking into an environment. But you have never in your life ever experienced anything like ice. So, you know, blow the parks off for a day or a half day. Give it a half day. But I believe you have to make reservations and get tickets in advance. This thing's world famous. But I would recommend checking it out this holiday season.
All righty. Just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, it has been announced and confirmed who will be set to host the next Oscars. Also, we have an attempted insurance fraud case in Los Angeles that involved a bear, or did it? Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When you find out you're pregnant, everything changes. Every choice now impacts a child's future. Research has proven that smoking weed while pregnant can hurt babies. Cannabis passes through the placenta, leading to brain development issues, anxiety, poor academic performance, and physical problems at birth. Any use of THC while breastfeeding is also dangerous for babies. Your child or grandchild's future starts now. Don't put it at risk. Say no to marijuana while pregnant. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in
spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the ongoing developments with the fallout from Matt Gaetz resigning from his seat in Congress and who's going to be running for his seat to replace him. Also had an interesting conversation about the claim to represent the people and whether the speakers in the public forum at a meeting really do or don't. And why did Robin Wright, Jenny in Forrest Gump, get canceled this week? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service, which you can listen to on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Friday afternoon. And it's not Saturday in the Park. Usually I talk about that. Usually this time of night.
Really?
I'm playing that song on Friday nights.
Yes.
When you skip out of here and go to the football game.
Well, that's the thing. I it's been a tradition that I've done for months. That's always the last
it's
song.
It's okay with me.
Every work week.
Okay, it's okay with me. Believe me, I've enjoyed it.
Well, okay. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen,
it.
If you go to San Francisco, probably the things you like to take in, you like to see Alcatraz, you like to see the Bay, you like to see, you know, the Mission District, you like to see a lot of different, like the waterfront, Pier 39. But get this, I would think that the iconic cable cars would be right there on the list to check out if you have never been to San Francisco before. Ladies and gentlemen, those cable cars could soon become relics.
Wow.
You're thinking about taking those cars off the streets of San Francisco. For more, here's Fox's Sue Guzman.
Deficits in the transportation system in the city by the bay causing officials to consider putting the cable cars out to pasture. The city facing a $300 million public transportation shortfall, even though bus and rail ridership on San Francisco's Muni is about 75% of pre-pandemic ridership. Popular tourist attraction, about 10 million people ride the iconic cable cars every year. Transportation officials considering cuts to night service, slashing service in half or entirely by next summer. San Francisco's cable car system has been around for 150 years. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
All righty, 6:55 on the nose here. Couldn't have timed that better if we tried. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some issues on Highway 98. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Bower Road. Also got some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound towards East Spencerfield Road. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much holding you up this evening. As for the weather, it's 65 degrees out there, low of 54 tonight, and that is the start of what should be a beautiful weekend. Saturday and Sunday, both mostly clear, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday is low, 59, but Sunday, we'll see that creep up a bit to about 65.
Really?
You're like, how about that?
Yeah. Okay. Country music, getting ready to launch a new program that you might be interested in. In fact, you can watch your favorite country music stars discuss everything country. Fox's Monica DeLuca has an explanation for us.
Luke Bryan is taking fans behind the music in his new Hulu show, It's All Country.
With the help of today's biggest stars.
Let's do a little picking.
Okay. We're going to explore everything country.
Luke Bryan, who executive produces alongside Peyton Manning, sat with, quote, iconic superstars, young artists, Hall of Famers, up-and-comers, and people who are selling out stadiums, marking 100 years since the first country music record was made. The 6-episode series pulls back the curtain on the stories behind some of country's biggest classics with an A-list lineup of Luke Combs, Sheryl Crow, Lady A, Mickey Guyton, Kane Brown, Shaboozy, and Winona Judd. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Pretty stacked lineup. That is for sure. Speaking of high status celebrities. Conan O'Brien is set to host the Oscars. It'll be the first time the comedian has hosted the Academy Awards. In a statement, Academy CEO Bill Kramer and President Janet Yang said that Conan is the perfect person to lead the show with his brilliant humor and love for movies. The Oscars take place on March 2nd in L.A. What do you think? You think good grab, bad grab?
Okay.
you're like, eh. He's all right.
Indifferent. Absolutely indifferent to those type of shows. Yeah, I guess he's okay. I don't have anything against him. I do have a thing. He's very, very, when you look at him on TV,
yeah.
Okay, and then you see, he doesn't look as tall as he is.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a tall guy.
I think he's 6'4".
I mean, he's a tall guy. I was taken back.
Because well, and he's
on
very
his show,
lanky.
He doesn't look like that, you know?
Yeah, he's very lanky, and that adds to his height.
Okay, so I'll buy into it. Sure, he's okay.
Yeah, he's got a very skeletal appearance with the height and lankiness.
Sometimes he's funny. Sometimes he you just want to flip the dial.
Yeah, he's over the top.
But he reminds me what the buttons are. You know.
Yeah, thank you for your service,
button,
Conan.
Push the button. Okay, of course, we mentioned that Gallery Light Night is happening downtown. Of course, the Christmas lights are also on downtown. The Christmas season here, and there's the family events starting to crank up. Need to take some. Let me give you a couple of examples. The Palafox Holiday Market, Pensacola Winterfest, the Lighted Boat Parade, the Downtown Christmas Parade, and Ballet Pensacola's traditional production of the Nutcracker. Pensacola, Christmas is magical, including special holiday nights, open houses, live music, and holiday experiences. And just look down there tonight, gallery night.
Absolutely. And hinted at this before the break as well. Four people are under arrest in the Los Angeles area for attempted insurance fraud by saying that a bear damaged their cars when it was instead a person just dressed up as one. The suspect said in January that a bear got into their 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost and damaged the interior, giving video of the incident as well. The Department of Insurance reviewed the footage and said that they knew right away it was actually a dude. Upon investigating, the department found that two other claims had been filed to different insurance companies with the same location and date. A search warrant was executed where officials found the bear costume in a suspect's home, and claims were paid out, totaling over $140,000.
I'm still not buying into why he actually tore the car up.
Yeah, I don't know. Just,
I mean, why?
Well, because, well, that's the thing. You have to destroy the car to get the insurance claim, and then, oh, see, it was a bear. And it's like, apparently you think people are blind.
And there you go. There's our fifth knucklehead of the week. We've had five qualified candidates.
Loaded slate this week. Boy. Yes.
Thank you, knuckleheads, for making our week. Okay, the latest from NHC, forecasters say the potential impact of Florida next week from Tropical Storm Sarah is far less than previously projected. New data indicates Sarah will reach Florida as a tropical storm with impacts targeting the middle of the state. We're talking about central Florida southward. The Atlantic hurricane season ends in 15 days. Look at that. I can see the smile on your face right now.
Yes. I'm kicking my feet and everything.
All right. Go ahead and have a great week and see you Monday at 4.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.